Absolutely fantastic night, Paddy, for the club. Like, we had 50 supporters down there supporting the team there the night, like, and when the result came out, the heat place just lifted. It was really, really great night. That's the 10th All-Ireland in the Gaelic now for the club now. So it's a really, from a chairman or secretary's point of view, a coach's point of view, and a club member, it's a great night for the club, like, Paddy.
Well, David, you're the score officer in the club. You're not feeling the best. The pressures of it all have got to you, but a wonderful performance there tonight. What was the atmosphere like in Derry?
Just the whole crowd got behind us. Unfortunately, we couldn't stay within our all supporters whenever the results were given out, so we had to go into our changing rooms. But in the changing rooms, there was all the Ulster acts, and we all had to get changed in their outfits again. We were just standing there, and literally the results just came that fast. And the whole place erupted, and we went out into the crowd, and the crowd was erupted too. So it was just a great feeling, Paddy.
Only one Ulster act to get in All-Ireland tonight as well. That is an extra special achievement.
The competition was very tough tonight, Paddy. As I say, like, there was a lot of good acts from Ulster the other night, but just unfortunately the way the results went, like, and the standard was that high, we were just lucky. We were the lucky ones tonight.
And for the first time, I suppose, ever, that you should be able to come home on the night of one and all Ireland. It always maybe it's in Killarney or somewhere else. So this makes it extra special, David.
Yeah, that's it. A few people were kind of looking us to stay, but since it's on our doorstep, we come back to the club and do our club. It was a great honour for the club and do our club proud. So first protocol was to come back here and celebrate. So.
And for the club itself, a wonderful tradition at underage level this year and over the years. It's just a tradition that has built and built.
Well, that's right. It's just looking at the programme there tonight, just to recap and what success the club has had. And as Paul said, that was our 10th Killy title. But going back to the days of our great friend, our late Damien Turbitt, back in the early 70s when the first title was won. So the club has been great over the years, and it's good to see. For some of the ones there tonight, it was their first time winning, so you can just see the achievement and the light on their face to get that, you know.
And in terms of the club, obviously Damien was very much in the memory of everybody and the thoughts of everybody there tonight.
Yes, Damien was at the forefront of our minds there the night, Paddy, and we just want to send out a special word there to the Turbitt family. They actually had sent down a few messages of good luck to us there the day too, so it was very much appreciated. And say they're in their hearts, like, and this was for Damien the night too.
So obviously another All-Ireland success at Ulster level, success at Tyrone level, at Scorn and Oga and Scorn Senior. So the future is remarkably bright for this club.
That's it. When you get one, you get two, you get three, you want to go more and more, and this team will be back for more. Like last year, a few of them didn't want to, like, when we get defeated. They were just determined to come back even stronger this year, and it showed there today. We wanted it so much, and we'll be back next year, and hopefully we'll have just other acts there competing.
And great for Tyrone as well. Tyrone's such a wonderful tradition and score, and this just continues that line.
That's it. I'm not exactly sure the figure, but we're up there, if not number one. I don't know exact figure, but we're thereabouts as the leading county and club.
Absolutely, and Paul obviously as well. This is not just, as I said, not just for the club and for the county, but for Ulster as well.
Oh, it does, Paddy. Like, it's a real achievement tonight, like, and you know, and it was unfortunate Ulster only won the one tonight, like, but at the same time, at least they got the one, you know. And the next year, everybody who was there the night will be back again next year, bigger and stronger, and hopefully they'll go for a few more next year.
And the celebrations, I'm sure, will continue long into tonight. Gentlemen, thank you very much. There's ladies in the team. Do you want to rattle off all the names there?
Well, there's myself, Paul Breen, David Taney, Damien Freil, Phelan Duffy, and the girls are Orla Byrne, Michelle Mullen, Leanne McCullough, and Vicky O'Neill. And we're just big special thanks there just to Mary Colton and Olivia Daly there, who helped us through from start to finish. And just a final just thanks there to our sound man, Kieran Breen, who helped out at all the practices, done our sound, done the music over all the earlier rounds, and even on the day he was down in the sound booth, keeping the sound man right.
And everyone in All-Ireland winner, congratulations, and All-Ireland champions has a fine ring to it.
It has.